And Jack and Sherry, who normally reside in Atlanta, Georgia, are on the eastern seaboard right now enjoying some R&R, if you can call it that, because most wellness consultants don't know really how to do that. Jack, Sherry, you guys are the prime example of what happens when you're going down your course in life and the Niken comes along. And for those on the call that are new, let's just do, if we could, because what I want to do is in about 6-7 weeks or so have you guys back to share a more elongated version of your story of how Niken came into your life. But what I really want to focus in on today, what you guys have been doing in the last 6, 8, 12 months, because that seems to be, especially with what's going on in the world, that with network marketers having the opportunity to rebound and turn things around financially, specifically. But before we get into that, how did Niken come into the picture for Jack and Sherry?
Well, it came to me first. Jack and I were not together. I heard about it 18 years ago because I had a really bad back from birth. It's just my back and hip bone are fused and just caused a lot of sciatica and challenges throughout my life. And I told the first four people that told me about it after it came to the Atlanta area, I just told them no. I just thought it was really stupid to put a magnet on your body. Why would I do that? And so I was the one that was stupid because I didn't. And then a lady rear-ended my car. That went into fibromyalgia. And I guess if you're hurt bad enough, you'll even put a magnet on your body. And I was really, really, really broke. And that would take a phone call. We'll do that the next time. But I had no home, no car, no bank account. I had nothing. My previous husband had lost his business, and they took it all. They left us with $400 with a child starting college and one starting high school.
Mm.
Yeah. So I needed both sides of Niken. I just didn't think that magnets through network marketing 18 years ago was the answer. But it has been totally the answer.
So now,
for everything, because I'm not sick anymore. I don't have that condition anymore, and we're not broke. So this is all good stuff.
So, Jack, let's hear your version of it, because as Sherry said, you guys were not together at the point. So how did that, and I'm sure there's a match made in heaven story as well.
There is, and at the next call we'll go into that, but through a series of miracles, I met Sherry 16 years ago, I guess now. And we dated for a year. I thought that magnets were screwy. I thought that network marketing wasn't for me. It was one of those typical male dodo bird decisions that I made. And so I hung around with her at Niken Functions for a year and just really liked the people, but thought they were a little wacky, you know, or magnets and network marketing. And then we got engaged. I finally got smart. And we got engaged, and she said, well, you know what? Your late wife used to sleep in a separate bedroom because you're snoring, and I don't really want to do that. Why don't you try this mattress pad and pillow and see if you stop snoring? And I did. And I, too, was broke, and so I joined Niken because the product worked on me. The strength test, balance test was also huge for my engineering background. I couldn't explain it, but it was there. And so I jumped in on board with Sherry, and we've been working together now for 14 and a half years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that is the summed up version of the story. So
it is, but you know what, Ben? It's one thing, because there's a lot of people out there that are married or dating people that at this time in their life, they aren't necessarily wanting to do Niken with them. And I just would like to say to them, let that be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I never forced this on Jack. I didn't need him in my business. He is a writer. He's an amazing, brilliant writer. I supported him. He supported me by attending events. But I didn't need him to build with me. It was really after we had made that commitment, and kind of like, this is what I tell all single people. If you make enough money, then they'll come. They'll come and join you.
Excellent point, because so often we think, even as two people that enter into any enterprise, that it's requirement that we do it together. Not necessarily. If we understand the roles, there's a big thing to be gained there. So I don't mean to rush you guys, but you guys have got so many things that you're working on right now that I want our group to be able to kind of assimilate and take in. Those of us who were at the last NACAN convention in Orlando got to see you guys on stage and part of the, I guess we would call it the 2009 Leadership Council, which just as a quick review for those of us who aren't familiar with that, the Leadership Council is a sounding board for NACAN, that when new products are about to be introduced, when changes and enhancements and incentives, all of those ideas are literally volleyed over to the members of the Leadership Council and open up for discussion and kind of a think tank. So this is our representation in the field of people that are going to help steer NACAN where it's going to go. That being said, in order to get into that group, you've got to be one of the movers and shakers in North America. And it's not about the person with the highest check, although the top five income earners are kind of automatically grafted into that group. Then the next group of people, comprised of platinum, diamonds, and royal diamonds, are the top producers, those who are out there sponsoring the most people, those who are out there doing the most 21 clubs, those who in their organization have the most people going silver, and on and on and on. Well, Jack and Sherry are part of that as the representing the group in the Royal Diamonds. And what's interesting, what I find interesting, and because I'm on enough conference calls to know who's got things going and who's just kind of sitting idle waiting for the 15th of the month to come in and their check to arrive, what you guys have been doing in the last, so since the convention, literally, it's like you put everything in sixth gear and put the pedal to the metal, and you haven't slowed down since. So that's a kind of a big can of worms to open up, but what have you been doing? And even let's spotlight on a little bit, what are you doing in North Carolina? Let's start there. And why would you go from Atlanta to North Carolina when, isn't this coming into the dog days of summer as far as temperature-wise?
It's 95 here today. Yeah.
Okay, that's fairly warm. So what did you guys go up there for to do?
Well, the end of November last year, I got a phone call from a lady from Canada who is eight levels down in our group, and we had met her years before when Nathan sent us up to speak in Vancouver. And she had had major miracles with the products, and we just, you know, you try to get to know the people, even if they're BCCs in your group. She wanted us to do a three-way with a new lady that was looking at coming onto her team. So I just hit it off at this lady. I just love her. She is a widowed lady. She is very wealthy, but she has a heart the size of the state of North Carolina. Right now, for the fifth year, they are riding 83 people on motorcycles across the state to raise money for four orphanages in North Carolina. Well, this lady said, well, if I come into NACAN, every dime will go toward these orphanages. So in the next, it was the 1st of December by that point, and long distance over the phone, we did enough three ways to take her silver in December. And she opened a wellness center here on an island off the coast of North Carolina, Curry Beach, and every dime she makes goes to charity. And she said, well, I want you to come and draw the winning ticket when we do our ride in June. So at 3 o'clock today, they're coming back into town on their motorcycles, and I just think it's fabulous that this lady, she doesn't even ride. She just wants to make money for kids. I love that everything we do and every call we make, every order that goes in, goes to kids that are in orphanages. I just love that.
And sure, you know what I find so fascinating about that is because a lot of people, the money side of NACAN, because, it's nobody's, I guess I should say it's not a secret that the tenure of the upper level people in NACAN is the longest in any network marketing company. What I mean by that, it's a fact. This is not just a guess that I've come up with. The people that have come into NACAN that are serious about it, and I'm talking leaders that, you know, that made the decision, yeah, I'm going to do this as a business and a career, we see the the opportunity, and so we have chosen to stick with it. Other companies, they have people come and go, and that's fine, I guess. But what's fascinating to me is that money can sometimes be a hang-up to people. They're saying, well, you know, I'm not in it for the money, or I you know, all those pyramid schemes are always about money. No. Well, that may be an attitude that's out there. However, what I love about this gal is, and what you guys are doing to support her, is that, hey, who cares? If it's all about the money, let's just be charitable and give it away. You know, there's nothing
wrong. Well, and not only that, she's ninth level to us. So, yeah. You know, there's no guarantee if everybody qualifies in between that we would even be paid. The beauty of Nikon is that you just give. Mm-hmm. It'll all come back. It'll come back somewhere in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, Vance.
Go ahead, Jack.
The other thing that's so amazing to me is that the reason this company has longevity in the leadership and the reason we are so excited after so many years in the business is these products have impact. And it's the impact products, it's the water and the magnets that's driving this new explosion in our group. It's not anything unusual or different or new. It's the whole, same old, same old. And it keeps on working. And when you have people that are having miracles out there, it's hard not to be excited.
Mm-hmm. And see, and at this point, 15 minutes into this call, some would say, oh, that's it? That's Jack and Sherry's secret? It's just the products? Oh, come on. There's got to be something else they're doing.
Oh, Vance, we are having so many. Our company's name is Life's Miracles because that's all I felt like I saw in the beginning were miracles, whether it was financial, physical, mental, emotional, it all ties together. But we are putting so much product out there. We are, we have so much. We were counting this morning. I mean, we have to track it. But we let people try it. So that they go, oh, I love it. And then they want to share it with everybody that they know. And yet locks them in because they always remember the miracles that they had or they saw in somebody that they cared about. But when you have purple feet turn pink right in front of your eyes, when you have feeling come back into somebody's feet, or you have teenagers that are in high school or college that can't concentrate and they're putting them on these unbelievably horrible strong drugs that give them so many side effects they can't stand it, and you're going to send them off to college self-medicating with these drugs? I mean, it's frightening, and we are having so many results with children, even, like I said, these teenagers, and oh my gosh, I just can't even tell you. People that can't walk, that can hardly put a foot in front of each other, and then going and golfing and saying, gee, you know, I did 9 holes of golf, and you're like, what? Because when they were at our home, they could hardly walk, and this is what we do all day. And if it's 7 days a week, so be it, because this isn't work to us. When you can watch this and people are so grateful for you, or they need the money today, my goodness, there's so many people that the 401k is a 201k if they're lucky.
Mm-hmm. You have to go back to the beginning. All of us learned in Humans Being More training about how powerful intention is. Our intention has always been in this business to help people that hurt. That's what we have always done, physically or financially, help people that hurt. We've never wavered from that, and we are still totally dedicated to helping those people out there who haven't got a clue that we even exist as Nikon. And maybe some people thought the market was saturated. Maybe they thought some new way of doing the business. But if we go back and think about me stopping snoring and Sherry not hurting as much, that was physical response to amazing products. And I think going back to those basics, which the company is doing, they're going back to the energy products and emphasis on the energy products because they're instant response. And when you get an instant response with somebody, you've got their attention. And that's how we're building this business.
I don't want people to think that you just go out there and fix everybody. That's not all that we're doing.
Okay, and I'm glad you said that. You know,
oh, yeah, because then you're nothing but like a retail store. You're a direct sale company. That's not it. If that's what that particular person needs and they just want to be a customer, great. But the first thing that we're doing is, Jack is like a prospecting machine. He's a personality where he's a promoter. He loves to talk to people. So he's out there doing that like a machine. And then he will, and if I'm meeting people, I do the same thing. But the first thing we do is we listen to people. What do they need? Are they out of work? Are they looking for, they make a comment about how they're going to keep their kids in college now, or how are they going to retire, or they've already retired, and now what are they going to do because corporate America doesn't want them because they're 55, 60 years old now? Or do they just hurt? They don't care about the income side. They just want this. Wherever somebody, we just listen. That's the prospecting part, is you ask questions and you listen for where they are, and that's where they go. But what's been really interesting is that these new legs that we have that are running this year since January, they are people who had issues in their life that one Jack met, getting his oil changed, and another one at a networking function, and one daughter had migraines for 10 years, and she's only 14, and they were just beside themselves about it. The other one was a lady whose dog had cancer, and we just sat and had lunch with her, and we just listened. We just sat and listened to what was going on in her life. She didn't like her job, and her dog had cancer, and she doesn't have children. Her dogs are her children. And boy, they both followed Jack home. I mean, it was like... Yeah, really. And we first dealt with what they were dealing with, which was issues in their families. And things turned around for both of them within the week. And then all of a sudden, their minds opened up to the business. If people just want the business, boy, that's where you go. If they're looking for money, that's where you go. Absolutely. But sometimes you can take just by listening and doing what's right for people first, they will become some of your greatest business builders because they're so excited and they have a story to tell. So some of our people come because they need the money first, but some of the people come, we jug a lot of water. The one leg that is growing the biggest and fastest right now this month comes because of products for dogs and cats. It's all come from these people who love their animals, with the jugging water, the air system, the pet pad, and these animals are just responding in such huge ways that then the people go, well, what about me? So the owners start using it, and they have results, and then they're like, telling everyone, jugging the water for all the other people in the neighborhood and their animals, and it's just fun. It is absolute fun.
Sherry, I want to go back to something, and Jack, maybe you, since it was the oil change that you had talked to somebody, I want to kind of see if I can bleed out of you, because a lot of us, you know, if we come across somebody, like, for example, getting our oil changed, or we're standing in line at the grocery store, and we meet somebody that we don't know from Adam, or Eve, for that matter, and all of a sudden, we start hearing things that, man, this person really could use Nikan, or maybe Nikan could use this person, you know, either way. What was the transitional point that you heard from the person getting your oil changed?
It's a perfect example, Vance, perfect example. I'm sitting there getting my oil changed. There's another lady sitting there, and God is saying to me, talk to this woman. And I'm going, no, I don't want to talk to this woman. I'm tired of prospecting right now. I'm just going to get my oil changed and get out of here. And he keeps kicking me. Talk to her. And she had a little blue jug of water sitting there, blue plastic jug. And I said, oh, this is a really clever opener. Oh, I see you bring your own water. And she said, yes, I do. And I said, well, where do you get it from? She said, my refrigerator. Now, here's my opener. I pulled a card out, and I said, well, if you ever want to upgrade your water, that's my business. And so she said, what is your business? I said, it's the wellness home business. She said, really? I just got downsized last year from my real estate sales job. And I said, really? And I said, do you have any children? And she said, yeah, I have a daughter who's got terrible migraines. In fact, I'm going to take her to the neurologist this afternoon. Well, that opened a whole can of worms. By listening to what was going on in her life, I now had an entree both from the product and the business to say, can you come by our house this afternoon and bring her? And
well,
she said yes.
She did, and she an hour later, she had picked her daughter up from school, and because it was May, and they were in their last week of school, and her daughter goes, Mom, we're really not going to this, these people's house. You met a man having your oil changed, and we're going to his home? You don't even know this man. So she calls her boyfriend of the year, okay, and he's out of state working, and she says to him, we didn't know this till last week, she says to him, if I don't call you by within the hour, call the police. This is where I'm at.
Now, here's other instructional things. We got over to the house. We put product on the daughter. We put product on the mother. We gave a back roll to the daughter. We did everything that we've been taught to do over the years. And lo and behold, we sent the daughter home with water and a sleep system and a necklace and other products. And we said, we want you to try these. And gradually, the headaches went away. But then another big surprise, the mother was sneaking some of the water for herself, and she went to have her blood tested, and her cholesterol was below 200 for the first time in years and years and years. And
just
so she became
water.
A believer. Yeah, just
from
the water.
Just had it checked, and it was 40 points higher, and 4 days later it had dropped 40. And so anyway, not that that would happen for everyone, but that's her story. And
right.
So she went bronze last month, and, you know, she had a little bit more time in the month. We would have done a little better with that, but she's got a team going. And then this month, the dog's nose that was eaten by this tumor has grown back, and the dog can breathe now. And so that's the one that is just absolutely exploding down. We're down into the fourth level of people coming into the business. So it isn't just a customer anymore, and this is someone who's moving next week back up north, and she'll take the business up there, but we've built the relationships with the team that has come on board. And these are, I mean, one is a general in the Army that has come on board because his cats love the water, by another lady in the neighborhood who had the water who happened to know the lady with the dog. I mean, you know, I'm really grateful for all these animals.
Well,
what
I'm hearing from both of you, and especially when you said, Jack, at the place getting your oil changed, the wellness home business is my business. That's the business I'm in. There's a sense of tenacity that, hey, this is what I do. This is who I am. It's not just like a separate entity. And you're very passionate about the products, and you allow the uniqueness of Neekin to shine through is what I'm hearing you say, in that, hey, this is what makes Neekin so different from anything else, because this is an answer to 99.9. We're not going to say that our products are going to heal and cure everything. However, 9 times out of 10, or 99.9% of the time, these products will definitely improve the quality of somebody's life. And it's really not one product or a product. It's the wellness home. And I love what you guys are talking about doing is, you just simply invited her over to your home, and all of a sudden, you know, her daughter dealing with headaches and the pet issues and what she was dealing with, you allowed her to see what we've enjoyed for years as wellness consultants. And sometimes we have to go where they're at. But, Jack, again, going back to what you guys keep saying is, listen to people, go where they are, and that's exactly what you did. You saw the water. You ask questions, and that's really not that difficult to observe and then make a comment.
I also did not pounce on them with the business opportunity. I didn't try to get them in my business. I let the product coax them into the business. They knew right away there was a business. I always do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that I want them to know that this product is full of passion, and then if they want to share that passion with other people and make some money, we'd be glad to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
go ahead, Sherry.
We do let them know right up front that there is a business. We don't hide it. We put it out there, but we don't shove it at people. The general said to the person that introduced it to him, he said that the reason that I am going, that my wife and I will be joining this is because Jack and Sherry have such integrity. They didn't force this. They didn't pressure us. They introduced it to us and gave us time to experience it. And you know what? That's really hard because what we want to do right up front and what we all used to do, Vance, you know it. We used to talk about throwing it up on people. You know, it was like, everybody, we're talking about magnets, and you were just blah, blah, blah. Well, what we've learned is that, you know, you have prospecting, which is where you ask questions, and you're listening, they're talking, so that you can learn everything you can about them, so that when then you set the appointment for the presentation, the recruiting part, you're applying everything you say about the product and the business to them and what's going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you took the time to listen.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know what else? The doctors, they're so slammed, they don't take the time to listen. And that's the other thing that we hear all the time. You took so much time. When I went to the doctor, I had 3 minutes. And they're angry, you know?
They come to us
and they get all this time.
Yeah, and I've had this happen. I remember the last time I had a minor surgery. After I went to the follow-up, the doctor's got his hand on the doorknob after he spent like a whole minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes max, with his hand on the doorknob. Now, is there anything else?
We're looking for relationships. We're looking for people that are looking. Here's one thing that hit me a couple of months ago. Lincoln, they are training so much right for us. It's up to us to go take this. And here's my vision of what they do. You're new and you sign your name on the contract. Or even if you're relaunching, okay, and you want to rebuild your group. Lincoln has, the minute you put your name on that application, they open a bank account out there with your name on it. And in that bank account is an unlimited amount of money. It is your responsibility to do the activity to collect that money. You can do Paragon, which is 6 seniors in a consecutive 3-month period, total of 6, any way they happen to fall to reach 6. You can do the 21 Club, any kind of 21 Club, and there's cash that is put in there, $300 for Paragon, $200 for the 21 Club. There's all these pack bonuses, and then the matching pack bonuses. There's your retail commission, and there's your override commission, and there's the car program, and there's over $30,000 they'll give you for your home. You know, come build one at the beach. There's all of this money up to, I believe, it's 61 cents on the dollar that Nation is willing to give back to you if you do the activity to draw that out of your account every month. And what the sad thing is that when the economy gets tough, people cocoon, and they draw back in. And I learned from all my days in real estate out in the San Francisco area when interest rates were 21% at one point, that you don't cocoon, you go talk to more people.
Absolutely.
And then what happens is you keep your income up and you keep your income the same, so you have to talk to more people and put some more hours in. So what? It's up to you to create that. Cut loose. Go make it happen. There are people out there praying for a miracle, physically and financially. Go find them. Ask people for referrals. And then Nathan is very willing to cut you a check for whatever amount out of that bank account they open for you. They'll give you any amount in there that you have earned, and cut you a check on the 15th of every month.
Sherry, I don't want to cut you off because we could carry on this discussion, this conversation for another half an hour easy. But I know you guys have got a presentation to get to, and for the sake of time, I want to just ask one final question of both of you. And if you could, I know this is kind of hard to say. Could I boil it down to just one thing? But Jack, you alluded back at the very beginning that the expectations and what we learn as humans being more is the intention that when we put it out there. Is there one thing, since looking back to last October at the convention, because in January you guys made a decision, simply said, hey, we're going to rebuild, we're going to start over, or relaunch, whatever you want, whatever phrase works best for people, those of us who are out there listening, there comes a point where we have to say, okay, I want this bad enough, I want to align with what Nikan's doing, and I guess what goes through my head is something that Doug Braun said a few months ago to the President's Club members, and simply by saying that, hey, if you're out there and you just want to collect a check, if you built up enough residuals in the 15th of every month, that's all you're out there looking for, well, we're going to send you that check. That's a given. However, if you want more, if you want to make more of an impact in your society, you let other people be a part of what we have with this, and you want to rise up, well, we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder with you, and we're going to see that happen. So, I mean, that's what reverberates in my spirit when I'm sitting, you know, at an oil change opportunity, and I don't want to prospect anymore. I don't want to talk to anybody else. But for you guys, for Jack, Sherry, what was there one thing, one little mind shift? I mean, I've written, about a third of a page of notes already, and I could, you know, take a stab in the dark at what I think it could be, but I want to hear it from you. Is there one thing, in kind of tying a bow in this whole conversation, one thing that you would say that this is what was the change for us?
Well, I'll tell you this. We were shocked to be on the Leadership Council. So many of our people were going up there on stage, and then when they called our names, we were just stunned. But the fact is, we decided we were going to earn it. I mean, we earned it last year, obviously, with our activities, but we were really consciously going to earn it this time by sponsoring new people, by getting Nikan on the map. And when they announced Doug Braun as the new president, I just knew in my heart this was the right guy, the right time. Now it's time for the explosion. And so we want to surf that huge wave because it is going to happen whether we ride it or not. These products work and this business pays and people want what we've got. So I think the fire in the belly just got a little gasoline poured on it when we got that honor last year, and we just decided, you know, we're gonna earn it again this year. I think that's the one thing that really got us going.
And Sherry, would you echo that as well?
Yeah, also that we're well into our 60s. And we don't feel like it. I can't believe it. I think my mother's my age, not me. But we decided that we wanted to make one more really big run, you know. If we can go Royal Diamond again, great. And that was a big shift. I mean, we had to really say, we have to go back. We have to do the work as though we're new. Pretend mentally that we're new, but be smarter this time. You know, it's been 17 and a half years that I've been in. So it's like this time, in the beginning, I looked for anybody that could fog a mirror. I didn't even have a bank account. I had nothing. I didn't have $5 to go to lunch. I needed money so bad that if you could fog a mirror and you would put people in front of me, I could get you silver. Well, what I've learned over the years is you can get the platinum with six silvers front line, but you can't get the diamond, and you can't get the royal diamond if you have silvers front line. So this time when we're doing the prospecting, we will help everyone with product, always. But that doesn't mean that we will invite them into our business. The people that we invite are people that are looking. Their intention is to create something better in their life and then to team with us. They've got to be team players because that's what makes it fun. So we wanted to build a team that we could just play the next 30 years of our life in Nikan together and just go make a wonderful mess out there and help tens of thousands of people. So January 1st, that's what we did. We made the decision.
We're prospecting for platinums, fans. That's different.
The bottom line, platinums and diamonds, raw diamonds, front line, people that want more.
That's exactly what I just wrote down. Silvers are great, but prospecting for platinums is the way to go.
You bet.
We're definitely on the same.
And it's an attitude.
Yeah, it is. And you, guys have shared so much, and I'm so excited and thrilled, literally, to have a conversation again, to chat some more. But I want to be sensitive to people's time, and I hope that I really hope my greatest desire is that those of us who have been in Meekin for a while, maybe those who are just getting started in the last couple months or whatever, that we'll hear what Jack and Sherry have just said, that we invite people to join us in our business. The business is not for everyone. Everybody, and I'll always give Reed Nelson credit for this, when he says that, hey, you know, you owe it to yourself to check it out. And if the business isn't for you, that's fine. But you owe it to you and your family to hook up with these products, because they will change your life forever. That's a given. Everybody, there's no person out there that does not need our products. I don't care how healthy they are. I mean, I hear statistics and I hear reports and articles of, you know, somebody who's in great physical shape and just had a massive heart attack at 42 years of old. 4 years, yeah, it's a little young. But 42 years of old age, and they dropped dead. And that they were the specimen of health. Well, what was it? What was the missing link? Well, I am convinced that with our technologies and with the wellness home in every home, that, you know, we wouldn't have things like that. So, you guys, thank you so very, very, very much, because you've inspired me. I know you've inspired the 100-plus people that are listening right now. And so, Jack and Sherry Clark, and do you guys actually live in Atlanta, or are you in a suburb?
In the suburb. It's a new town called Johns Creek.
Okay. And so those of you who have not met them in person, you'll get to do that in October in Dallas, Texas. And so I'm going to let you guys go. I'm going to make a couple announcements, and then we're going to transition our call. But again, Jack and Sherry Clark, Royal Diamonds from the suburbs, Johnson Creek, you said, right?
Johns Creek,
sorry, Atlanta, Georgia area.
That's it.
And you guys have been a true blessing, so thank you again, and we'll look forward to chatting in a few weeks' time.
Go forth and multiply, everybody.
Thank you guys so much.